Have you ever heard that called proud flesh?
Proud flesh, I've had it.
Well, what about if you get a little cut on your finger and you don't want it to get infected, you might go to your medicine cabinet and take some of that kind of liquid, put it on it?
Oh, alcohol or something like that. Chloroform or something.
Or iodine.
Iodine, yeah.
Do you know what, when people had malaria, you know that bitter powder that they would take for that?
That's quinine.
And what about
I've taken many doses of that stuff long back years ago.
Is that right?
The doctors here used to just give them. They pull the calamity and quinine, get that malaria away from
them. What about a man who's been real sick? You might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the man...
Well, I guess he just in too bad a shape for him to... To treat him like it's supposed to be treated.
So the man just died?
Died.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything besides died, like if they were joking about it, or you might say, well, that old skin flint finally
passed away?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard kick the bucket?
Kick the bucket, yeah, right.
What about?
I've said that a million times.
What about croaked?
Croaked? Yeah, kick the bucket.
Or you might say about, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died with.
And the place where you bury people, that's called a
graveyard.
And the box that you put them in, that's the
coffin. And casket.
And the ceremony for the person,
that's the funeral.
And the people who are there, you know, dressed in black, you say they're in.
In black, a lot of people, you know, used to, they'd dress in black because they mourning the death.
Well, what about if, say, the children's out late and your wife's getting a little bit worried, you might say, well, they'd be home all right, just don't
worry. Don't, just be calm.
And this is a disease you don't hear about very much anymore, but children used to die because they get...
Theory.
Yeah. And what about this disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Yellow genders.
And what about if
I had a bulldozer operator for me one time, man, he took the yellow genders and it was all cold. And he said, I'm sick, I want to go home. He said, well, I looked at him, I said, Hayes, you got yellow genders. And he never heard it before. I tell you it's pretty rough.
Pretty bad stuff.
Pretty rough.
Yeah. What about if I have a real bad pain right about here? I might be having an attack of.
I'd say that's a bellyache.
Well, right, you know, about here.
The size, okay.
I would have a bellyache, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would.
What about if somebody.
My father died with that.
Appendicitis?
Sure, he munched it.
Is that right?
And my father was young. He wasn't 47 years old. My mother was 77 when she died.
That was before they could do.
Well, my mother, she died in 62, but see, when she had and she had her leg broke too. And she just come out of the hospital, and she take that appendicitis, and so it was. She kept suffering. We thought it was her leg, you know, giving her trouble, and her hip was broke. And we thought it was from that, and we had a doctor, and so, you know, he come here and he said, you're going to rush her to Memphis, there's something wrong with her. Mm-hmm. And we carried her down there, and peritonitis had done set up, and all her intestines from the way in there, like, just done, but burst she's doing all over her intestines. And she had lived about 3 days, my father didn't live about 3 days.
That's bad. What about if somebody ate something that disagreed with them?